This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday. It is the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Prior to this, Pelosi demanded that Mr. Trump forego the State of the Union address. President Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review. It is the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since the year 2010. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Mr. Trump said that his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy missiles anywhere, anytime, any place. Officials say that the doctrine, initially expected in 2017, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. There were just 28 reported human cases of guinea worm disease last year, a U.S.-based Carter Center said on Thursday. The non-governmental organization funded by former President Jimmy Carter said the disease is gradually moving toward eradication. The Carter Center says that there were about 3.5 million human cases of GWD in Africa and Asia every year before it took the lead of the guinea worm eradication program in 1986. A Canadian geologist kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso has been found dead. That's according to the country's ministry, security ministry. Kirk Woodman was abducted by gunmen on late Tuesday from a remote gold mine in the country's northeast region. His body was found near the country's borders with Mali and Niger. Canada's foreign minister confirmed Woodman's death. This is VOA News. Rudy Giuliani, one of U.S. President Trump's lawyers, is acknowledging that some officials with the Trump 2016 campaign may have colluded with Russia to help him win, but says that Mr. Trump himself did not. Meanwhile, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen says that he paid to rig polling data in Donald Trump's favor before the 2016 presidential campaign. The Trump administration is proposing some changes to a government health care program, which could bring slightly higher premiums to Obamacare subscribers. With a single deadly blast Wednesday, the Islamic State group did more than rattle the calm in northern Syrian town of Manbij. The terror group also rekindled the debate over its much-heralded demise. Moments after sending suicide bombers into a patrol of U.S. troops and their Syrian counterparts, four Americans and five U.S.-backed fighters lay dead or dying, while the images of the bodies and blood-splattered walls were being shared across social media. They found their way into news articles and broadcasts, but to officials and analysts who have been studying the collapse of the self-declared caliphate, the attack, while brutal, likely was not shocking. That's what they're saying. For more than a year, U.S. intelligence and defense officials have warned publicly that IS was finding ways to adapt to its mounting losses, sustaining enough manpower and resources to do damage. And amid deepening crisis and the mass exodus from Venezuela, bipartisan legislation was unveiled Thursday in the United States to provide temporary protected status, also known as TPS, to Venezuelan nationals in the United States. The Venezuelan TPS Act of 2019 was introduced by two U.S. House representatives, and it cites an unprecedented economic, humanitarian, security, and refugee crisis. And again, President Trump has unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review. It's also referred to as MDR. This is considered the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since the year 2010. Mr. Trump spoke at the Pentagon Thursday, and he said that his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy missiles virtually anywhere, anytime, in any place. Officials say that initially it was expected to be unveiled in 2017, and it has been rewritten to keep up with the missile threats posed by countries like North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.